Welcome back to the Everything Bagel podcast. This is Shelby.
And this is Emily.
Whatever. I don't even know our own tune. I listened to today's episode, which was Akatar. Because I didn't have time to listen to it beforehand. Sorry.
It's fine.
I usually do. I listened to it on 1.4 speed, and it was like...
Oh, I know.
So fast, and I was like, intro, whoa.
I know, it sounds funny when it's fast.
It does, but I actually like when we're talking faster, because we sound a little bit more lively. So, everybody, turn it up to at least 1.2 speed, please. But Emily has a story to tell before we get into it.
Oh, I do?
Yeah. Tell them about your earwig incident.
Oh my gosh. I left my Stanley cup downstairs instead of on my nightstand the other night. And I went downstairs and I took a swig of my water. And I felt something in my mouth, and I thought it was, like, food or, like, a crumb. And I pulled it out with my finger, and it's a live earwig.
Ew.
And I pulled it out. I, like, threw it, I think, in my kitchen sink, and I spit out all the water in my kitchen sink, and I started screaming.
Ew. Was Dallin home?
No, he's at work. And I... scared Mando so bad. My dog, like, ran upstairs. He was terrified for, like, 2 hours afterwards.
Oh, that's so sad. And that's disgusting.
Literally, I like, couldn't drink water for the rest of the day.
Ew,
I, like,
gross.
Drank sparkling water out of a can.
Oh, that's the worst. It's like those things you see on TikTok of people having ants in their Stanley straws. Mm. And I'm always like, that's not real. Like, that's not real. But it happened to you.
I guess earwigs like moisture. And there's a bunch in my downstairs.
Gross.
Yeah, it was nasty.
That's nasty. Anyway. Today we're doing recent reads and watches again.
Yeah.
There's actually a few things on my list that I hated. So.
Oh, no.
I'm going to hate on some things.
Okay, do we want to start with movies, shows, or books?
Let's start with shows.
Okay, let's do shows, movies, and then books.
Shows, movies, then books. Sounds good. And then, yeah, things that are coming.
Okay. Do you want to start?
Okay. What are we starting with? Shows? Mm-hmm. Okay, the first show that I'm going to hate on is called Your Honor. And it has, I don't even know his name in real life, but Walter White from Breaking Bad. And he's so good. Like, Breaking Bad is such a good show, and he is, like, the man in that show. Main character does a great job. So I was like, I think I will like this. The chomp. I think you're gonna still hear that chomp. Anyway, we have snacks again.
I'm eating Dots pretzels.
Dots. It was, I did not like it. I didn't think the dialogue was very good.
What kind of show was it?
It's like murder mystery type of thing. It's like it starts with a hit and run with this guy's son, and he's a judge. And he basically just tries to help him get out of it. And the show was a little bit predictable, except for the very end. I only watched season one, so I haven't watched season two, and I don't know if there's more after that. But
it was bad.
I didn't love it. And some people liked it. Like, people that recommended it to me were like, just give it a shot. Like, finish the whole first season. And I don't know. I just couldn't do it. It made me laugh when they would say certain things. I'm like, this is so dumb.
Oh, no.
Anyway, what do you have?
Okay. Well, Love Island USA just wrapped up their season.
Oh, and yeah.
I watched the whole thing. And there's some controversy over some of the people. And I was really shocked. The final four couples, I just assumed that Kendall and Nicole were everyone's favorite couple. Shelby hasn't watched this, so you're going to be like, I have no idea.
I actually really want to get into it because there's another podcast that I listened to and they were talking about it. And I'm like,
dude,
I wish I knew who these people were.
You need to watch it. It's just such a big commitment because there's so many episodes.
There's an episode that comes out every day, right?
Yes, of the summer. It's like 6 weeks. There's like 60 episodes in a season.
Holy. Does it only come out in summertime?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll watch next season.
And anyways, I assumed Nicole and Kendall were everyone's favorite couple. And I thought they had it in the bag. Like, they were going to win. They were honestly the only couple that, like, didn't have issues. Mm. And I really liked them. But I guess not everybody likes Kendall. And I was shocked because I loved Kendall this season. And I guess some people don't. And that's okay. People can have their opinions. I am all for that. I just was really shocked. And then the fact that Leah and Miguel came second? What? I don't even think they like each other.
How does this show work? Like, is there a winner?
Yes.
I'm confused.
Yes. So what happens is we got down to, like, the final four couples. They were, like, pretty paired off.
Okay.
If you don't really find a match, you eventually get kicked off the island.
Oh, okay.
In some way or another. But these four couples were, like, fairly strong. Actually, one of the strongest couples got kicked off before the final four, and that was a shock, but a lot of people don't like them because mm-hmm. he made a lot of bad mistakes in casa amor is when they send, so there's all the guys and all the girls in the villa, right?
Okay.
Casa amor is when, like, a little bit later in the season, it's like to test the relationships. So all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they'll either grab all the girls and send them to another villa with the new guys. Or they'll grab all the guys. Like they did
in Bachelor in Paradise that one season.
Basically, yeah.
Oh, that was crazy. So they do it every season.
And the guys were so stupid in Casa Amor. Like, the two guys that were in the strongest relationships, like, freaking made out with other girls and stuff. And one of them brought a girl back. So they can either choose to bring back a new partner.
That is crazy.
Or stay loyal to their previous partner. It's crazy. Oh. You have to watch it. Casa Amor is the craziest
maybe
part of
I should
season.
Watch
so
it.
So anyways, long story short, Aaron and Kayla were like number five and they left before top four. I was just shocked that Leah and Miguel were second. A lot of people love Leah. I do not like her. I lost so much respect for her because she was so rude to people early on and so wishy-washy and just a liar. Like, she just would flip the narrative.
I have seen this girl all over social media. Who's the girl that says the F word weird?
Kaylor.
She seems so annoying.
That's her bit. She just goes, F-a.
Fog. It's like that.
Yeah, so her and Aaron were like the strongest couple. They like were the first couple to say the L word to each other. Aww. And all the stuff. I actually liked them. I don't know. Aaron really made some terrible mistakes. And then Kayla would just, like, forgive him so easily. She'd be so mad at him. And then he would just, like, say, I love you. And she'd be like, I can't stay mad at you. And he was, like, freaking making out with another girl in Casa.
Oh.
It was terrible. That's
the worst. These shows bring out the worst in people.
They really do. But I feel for people because I just think people get scrutinized too much on TV. But
is that the girl? The only scene I watched was that horrible kissing scene when all of the girls were kissing the guys. Was that the girl that, like, mauled his face? Or that they did not like,
right.
None
you
of them liked
at
her.
My house. No, that's Liv.
Oh, they all rated her super, super low.
When they did the
low.
Kissing challenge where they blindfold them and then, like, rate the kisses, nobody liked how Liv kissed.
Yeah, it was bad. It was so gross.
What's her face? Hannah. She goes in tongue first.
Ooh.
And you're like,
no.
She went home pretty soon after, but anyways, okay, I could talk forever about Love Island, but that's all. If you want to talk about it more, DM me, please.
Yeah.
Because I'm so shocked. Let's move on, though.
Can we talk about Bachelor?
Yes.
Bachelorette.
I did not watch this week. I forgot.
Oh, no.
I didn't even think to watch it. I forgot that was a thing.
Sad. I don't even remember what happened.
I don't care about spoilers if you want to say what happens.
I just kind of want to go through some of the men and talk about our opinions.
Week three, right?
I think so.
So the third week just come out.
Okay, so we're starting with Aaron.
Okay.
Okay.
No.
My?
No, I don't like Aaron.
No. Okay. I feel like he's in the closet.
Probably a lot of these men are.
He...
Every season there's at least one.
Just, like, his mannerisms and the way that he talks, I'm like, you have not come into your true self, have you? But in this recent episode, Aaron just... And he kind of did in episode two, too. He just kind of stirred up unnecessary drama.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, this is not a good look. You're not helping your look at all.
Yeah.
And he's the one that's... Is his brother Noah? Is that his name? That's
yes.
married or engaged to Abby?
Yes.
They are so cute. They're cute. They're
I love a good Noah couple. And Abby.
But Aaron is a no. I did not like Aaron. There's some of these I don't even want to talk about.
Yeah, we should just talk about the ones we want
to talk about. Okay, there's this one.
Oh, Devin.
Devin?
No.
He's the worst. She's the one that he was like, he gives me Pete Davidson vibes. I literally can't talk.
She's having a stroke.
He gives me Pete Davidson vibes. And at first I was like, okay, I kind of like this guy. Kind of. Like, she's so into him. Like, I don't know if she's faking it, but she is into him.
I'm not convinced she is super into him now.
I
haven't watched this recent episode.
The first of this most recent episode, she was, like, really into him. But then by the end, after all of the drama happened, she's like, I don't know. Like, she's a little bit iffy. And I really don't like him now. And I think that the producers are probably telling her to keep him on.
Yeah.
For the drama.
100% they are. I don't know. I got the feeling in episode two that he gave her the ick, but she just was keeping him on because they want her to.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I don't know. You'll have to watch the most recent episode.
Okay.
And she's, like, really into him.
What the heck?
I don't know.
He just gives major ick to me. Like, so and bad.
And he was a part of the drama.
Of course he was.
And it was just, no, like, they did not handle it. Why didn't
you
tell me to watch it?
You usually are like, have you watched Bachelorette yet?
I don't know.
You never brought it up, so I forgot that it existed. I have other things that I've
been watching. It was actually a pretty good episode. You'll have to go watch it. Okay, next one is Hakeem.
I love Hakeem.
He is hilarious.
Guys, I love him.
He's so funny. His eyes. I was, like, convinced. I was like, this guy is on cocaine for sure, because his eyes were so big. By the end of the night, he looked so sleepy, but it's because they literally don't sleep that whole night.
Like, the rose ceremonies go through the night and stuff.
Yes, especially the first one.
Mm-hmm.
But he's so funny, and you need to watch this episode.
Okay.
You need to watch it. Okay, who... I don't even know who some of these are. I'm scrolling through them. Oh, this guy that came in as a mummy. I don't know how I feel about him.
I don't know anything about him.
I honestly think he should have kept that on his face.
Oh my gosh, that is terrible.
I was not expecting that. You know how, like, in Akhtar, Tamlin's wearing a mask the whole time?
Yeah.
And you're like, I just want to know what he's like without the mask.
Yeah.
I want to know. And then he actually is good looking.
Yeah.
This guy wasn't satisfying. So
he is good looking, but I feel like if you're going to do a face reveal, you better be a 10 out of 10.
Stunning.
Yeah. Otherwise it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, oh.
Okay. All right, then.
That's that. Okay. And that's how I felt. I was like, oh,
yeah, you're just right. I think he would have been more attractive if he just came in with his face.
He's not bad looking. I was just expecting so much more.
Yeah, no, same.
Okay, next guy is Marcus. This is who she went on the one-on-one with. And I actually really, really like him. I think I could see him being in top four.
I really like Marcus. And I just really like that they have a veteran on here. Because, like, they'd never... I feel like very few guys in the military have been on Bachelorette. And I'm like... I love this.
We like a manly man.
Yeah. Okay. Like a man that serves our country.
Yes. Sam M. Okay, first of all, I thought that both of the Sams were Sam N.
And I was like, this is so confusing. Okay. But this is Sam M., the blonde.
Sam M. got the first impression rose.
Yes.
I don't really know anything about him either, so I don't have an opinion yet. Okay,
she is in love with him. She is obsessed. They, like, were basically doing it on the couch.
Oh, my gosh.
They were just making out.
Well, yeah, their first kiss was, like, pretty steamy already. Like, straight from the get-go.
This most recent kiss was, like, whoa.
Okay. There's always somebody each season that they just have such a strong, like, physical attraction to, and they never win.
I do not like this guy. I do not like Sam M. I think he is a douchebag. Just, like, the way he talks, the way he, like, thinks about himself. He thinks so highly of himself. Mm-hmm. Even this picture right here, I'm like, no, that is an F-boy, for sure.
I can see that. I just, yeah. I'll have to keep watching because I don't know him well
enough. I do not think she has good taste in men. Like, she deserves so much better than all of these men that are in this cast, honestly. And then there's Sam N. I honestly thought he was going to bring in more drama.
Let me see.
Oh, Sam N. Okay.
And he hasn't really brought in the drama. I'm kind of...
Yeah, I don't know anything about him either.
Yeah. Kind of waiting for that. Then there's Spencer. She went on a one-on-one with him.
Okay.
In this most recent one. Did you like it?
Was he good?
No. He is, like, the sweetest guy. The sweetest guy.
Is he too nice?
He's too nice. And then when they kissed, there was absolutely no chemistry. And it was so hard to watch.
Did she say that? Was she like, I don't know about that kiss?
No. She really liked it. Like, she enjoyed it.
Well, he is a pet portrait. Entrepreneur, like, that's his job.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot pet about portraits. That.
Okay. I'm sorry, but no. Like, if that's what your career is.
Oh, he's so sweet. Aww. But he needs, like, some eyebrow tint and beard tint or something, because his hair is so dark and his eyebrows and beard are so light. Or if he just shaved the beard, he would look so much better. Honestly, yeah,
I don't know. He looks like a pet portrait entrepreneur.
He fits the role.
Like, if I was buying a portrait of my dog, I would imagine his face as the artist. He just looks like he draws dogs.
He's just your average Joe, honestly.
Who, okay. Sam or Tom? Okay, we're talking about Thomas
about
now.
Spencer.
Spencer.
That's your average Joe. Okay, Thomas, I really, really liked him at first, and now I do not like him.
He's the one that tried to intervene with Devin.
And he left her by herself. That was such a
bad move. That was a horrible move.
Horrible.
Like, how do you not see how bad that's going to look? Oh, yeah. That was so funny. I was like, yeah, you deserve to eavesdrop.
Yes. Well deserved.
Yeah.
But he started out really, really strong, and now he's just like little mouse guy.
I just feel like his social awareness maybe isn't there because of that situation.
Yeah.
Like, was he not aware of how that would come across?
Yeah.
Even though he was trying to help the situation.
He didn't. He was just hurting it. And he put her in a bad situation. Yeah. I think they get very selfish and they don't think about her as much. There was one more guy that went on a one-on-one and I honestly don't even remember who it was.
Obviously it wasn't that memorable.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got to watch this week.
It was a pretty good week. There was a lot of drama and you might be sad at who goes home. I was kind of sad.
Okay, I'm scared.
But I do like that they're taking the men places because the men never get to go anywhere.
That was actually really cool that, like, day one or day whatever that day was.
Yeah.
After the first, what am I trying to say? They took them
after
immediately.
Night one. Yeah.
Where did they go? To someplace really cool.
I don't remember where they went. Australia?
Usually their first trip is just like stateside.
Yeah. But the men never get to go out of country. I swear.
Really?
They always take the women because I think that Bachelor gets way more views than Bachelorette.
Oh, so they have more money to like take the women out?
Yeah, because women are more entertaining. What can I say?
What can I say?
What can I say? We caused the drama.
Well, you know, the original season of The Bachelor, it was always just supposed to be The Bachelor. And they thought, could we do Bachelorette? Their biggest concern was, are the men going to actually be competitive over a woman? Or are they going to create drama?
Yeah.
Look, there's no problem there.
No, they do. And honestly, any man that goes on this show, there's a little bit something off with them. Just slightly.
No normal person goes on this show.
No normal man. Okay, there's
some truth to that. There is some truth to that.
You know what I'm saying, though?
Yeah, yeah.
I would actually... Really?
But there's always Joey. What about Joey?
Yeah.
We love that's Joey. That's true. We love that man.
Okay. Remember how I said I always skip former Bachelor, Bachelorette? There was this video that I saw of Joey and, why am I blanking on her name? What's her name? Who won?
I don't know. I know her face, but I don't know her
name. Her face is so memorable, but I'm totally blanking on her name. Anyway, I saw on her TikTok where she was like, is that really what you're wearing? Like, they were on vacation, and he comes down wearing, like, a good outfit. Like, nice shorts, a nice button-up, and, like, Birkenstocks. Mm-hmm. And she was like, is that what you're wearing? And he was like, well, yeah. Like, it's hot outside. And she's like, look at what I'm wearing. And he was like, okay, do you want me to change? And she's like, yeah, like she was being so mean. And I don't think it was real. I think it was totally fake and clickbait, but yeah. I was like, run, like, you do not deserve that, Joey. Yeah. So he went and changed his shoes.
Okay, weird.
Anyway, let's keep moving on.
All right,
so we watched two documentaries, or do you have any more like series
to talk about? I started the DCC docuseries.
Okay, how is it so far?
Good.
Good.
I'm like not even through the first episode. I've watched like maybe one episode. I don't know what to say. It's exactly how I expected it to be.
Okay, well, what is it like? What is it kind of like?
It just follows the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
Okay.
And like how it's every girl's dream and how like the audition process and how hard it is to get in, how hard they work. How difficult it is, how it's just like, anyways, I think we'll get more into,
yeah, we'll
like the individual girls' stories.
I'll watch it and then we can talk about it on the pod, because I am actually really interested in watching that. We also, okay, Emily finished American Nightmare. I only watched part of first episode because every time I went to watch it, it was nighttime and I fell asleep. Yeah. So,
Perfect Wife is a new docuseries on
Hulu. Well, American Nightmare. That's what I was just saying.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
But the reason we watched American Nightmare.
Oh, it's because of Perfect Wife. Because
we watched Perfect Wife and American Nightmare has a lot of similarities.
Yes.
And my brother was like, you have to watch American Nightmare. And he's told me that before and I forgot to watch it. So I did watch it.
But then you watched it. Which one did you like better?
That's a hard question because they're both different. About psycho people.
Yeah.
And they're both really sad.
Yeah.
They're both equally crazy, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
They're crazy. Well,
they're both like about a kidnapping. I really did not get into American Nightmare that much. That's all I remember.
You need to finish it. It's only 3 episodes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So they both talk about Gone Girl because basically, can we just talk about both of them?
Yeah.
Because there's so many parallels. And can we talk
about some spoilers for at least The Perfect Wife? Yeah. Because...
Well, I'm going to probably spoil American Nightmare too.
Okay. That's okay.
You should still watch it though.
So if you guys don't want spoilers for American Nightmare and Perfect Wife documentaries, you just skip a couple minutes because we're going to spoil a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect Wife. Like I said, is newer. It just came out. American Nightmare has been around for a few years. But Perfect Wife was just about...
It was psycho.
This wife that got kidnapped. And this what happened in 2020? 2019?
Something like that.
So it was actually fairly recent. And...
Well, I think it was like 2017 or something.
Okay.
Because I remember there was like a stretch of time that was like 6 years that she was okay and her kids actually grew up, and then it was like more recent time that they started the documentary. So
I think you're
around
right.
That time.
Anyways, so this wife gets kidnapped, taken for 22 days.
Yeah.
She's gone. And her husband's freaking out. Her family's freaking out. It's nationally covered by the news. It gets
blown up. Yeah.
And then she shows up on the side of the road. She is in terrible shape. She has bruises and lacerations all over her body. She's been branded on her back. She's chained up, zip tied, and she's inconsolable. Somebody finds her on the side of the road, and she's like, call 911 or whatever.
But in the first episode, so that happens at like the end of the first episode, mm-hmm. and you're like, what? Because you don't think she's alive. Like, they are convinced that she's dead.
And of course, everybody immediately looks at the husband, because that's the most likely suspect.
And he is so suspicious, you guys. Like, I was like, it is for sure the husband. It's always the spouse.
Yeah.
It's for sure him. He's suspicious. But they have him take a what is it called?
Polygraph test.
And he passes. And I was shocked. I was like, what? Like, there's no way. Like, I for sure thought it was him. He was being so weird about it. And then we find out that she comes back. Anyway, keep going.
Yeah, so they find her alive. Everyone is shocked because 22 days, you know, it's not just a couple days, 22 days later. And remember, she has kids. So, let me pull up I did have a few notes about this particular.
I have them right here.
We basically, long story short, she pretty much faked the whole thing.
Yeah.
So she called her ex on a burner phone and was like, pick me up. Mm-hmm. And she staged, like, she got kidnapped from her run. And and she lived in his house.
Yes.
For 22 days, just not doing anything, like, never even going outside.
And she made up this whole story. When she came back, she kept saying, she hurt me, or her, or she, yes, like, talking about a female. She made up a whole
story about two
Hispanic women.
Yeah.
And, like, this room, and there was a mattress, and, like, this specific closet. So they were, like, mapping it all out, and she was, like, chained to this thing on the closet. Yeah. And then we find out that it was her boy. Like, they tested DNA that was on her, mm-hmm. the male DNA, and it was her boyfriend. So I can't remember. But this
is, like, so many years later, they finally matched the DNA. To her ex.
That is so crazy to me. Like, why did it take that long?
So, I don't have an answer, but sometimes with DNA matches, they go into the system
mm-hmm.
just, like, permanently, and there's no hit. And they just sit there until there's a hit, which is, like, the reason that there's not always a hit is because, like, not everybody's DNA is in the system. So me and you don't have our DNA in the system, likely, because mm-hmm. we never committed a crime. We've never been in jail before. But if that anybody gets convicted of something, they'll take their DNA and put it in the system. And then there's a hit. So I don't know if this is the reason, but in my head, like,
he probably did something
that made them take his DNA and they got a hit.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense, because I was like, why would it take that long?
So, I don't know. I'm just, like, jumping to a lot of conclusions there, but that's how I interpreted it. And
so, long story short, she made up the whole thing.
Okay, I just have so many questions, because...
But, like, how?
Like, obviously, she's psychotic.
Yes, obviously.
She's an amazing manipulator.
Yes.
But how... What's the boy ex-boyfriend's name? James?
I don't remember.
I think it's James.
Mm-hmm.
Why and how would he ever go along with this? She's like...
Exactly.
Like, okay, like putting a couple small bruises on her to make it seem like a kidnapping. Okay, maybe.
Yeah, but he's like, oh yeah, I'll hit you as hard as I can with my hockey puck.
And then the branding?
Yes.
Excuse me? You went to the store and bought a full-on branding kit?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
And why, was he like, yeah, this is normal. Like, I don't think she needs to go to a mental institution or anything. I'll do this to her.
Seriously.
Like, he's wrong in the head, too.
Doesn't he think for 1 second, ooh, this might look really bad. Because who's going to believe me that she told me to do all this?
Exactly.
He could have easily been convicted. If they found her in his house... with all these bruises.
Yeah.
She could have lied so easily and been like, he did this to me. And that's not a lie.
Yeah.
And he would have gone straight to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? Like, did he not get scared for 1 second how bad this would look for him?
And he was, like, just living his life, letting her be there, eat his food. And he said that she did most of the damage, the physical damage to herself.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how? And then she, like, starved herself. Like, what was she doing? Yeah. Oh, that's another thing. There were just, like, more and more random triggers that would come up. Like, randomly, she was like, I can't eat beans because that's all they would feed me. And it's like, well, okay. And the husband was cracking me up because he was just like such a straight up guy. When he first saw her, he was like, she's lying to me and I know it. But he was like, how horrible would it be if you got kidnapped? You got all of those things, those bruises, the brandings mm-hmm. that looked so convincing. Mm-hmm. And how horrible would it be that your spouse doesn't believe you?
Yeah. This was something else I wanted to talk about, was the husband. Because the emotional damage, like, yeah. the trauma that he had to go through, because not only did you go through this, like, period of time where your wife was kidnapped and tortured, and you are
just, going through hell.
Yeah, thinking about what she went through.
Yeah.
Then you have to, like be patient while she heals of her trauma for years and years and years. Meanwhile, in the back of his mind, he's thinking that something's not right, that she's lying.
Yeah.
But the like back and forth, the emotional like turmoil that you're going through,
emotional
thinking damage. Thinking that I can't, like, why am I thinking? Like, he probably feels guilt for having those thoughts, right?
Oh, sure.
So he's dealing with feelings of guilt and mistrust for his wife, but he's like, I can't bring that up because first of all, that would be psychotic if she made the whole thing up.
Yeah, and that's what he was saying. He's like, how, he's there's, like, there's no way that she did that,
right?
Like, her story was always the same, and her injuries were like, why would somebody do that to themselves? But she did. And
I have a theory.
Okay.
And it's, I don't actually believe this. It's the only thing I can think of that makes sense, because things don't add up in my head. Obviously, she's crazy, but why would James go along with it? And on another side note, like, no mother would feel okay leaving their kids like that. No,
we need to talk about the kids too, but talk about your theory.
Crazy. I can't even imagine leaving without saying anything for 8 hours.
No.
Like, the guilt and, like,
the trauma that she put her kids through.
Oh, my gosh.
The one moment where she's, like, eating the hot sauce and starts coughing, and then her son starts bawling because he is like, I don't want my mom to die. I don't want her to leave again.
That, like, is crazy.
He has trauma from it.
Yeah.
And
those poor kids.
Do you remember how she would put alcohol on a rag and put it in an open bag? She would make
her kids breathe in alcohol so they felt sick.
Because she wanted to take them to the doctor for attention.
Crazy.
Like, on what level of psycho?
That all came out, like, way later. Obviously, she could have, like, CPS would have been called if someone ever found out about that earlier on.
Yeah, but what's your theory?
Okay, because I just don't understand why James would go through with hurting her.
Yeah.
And he was, like, so nonchalant about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, I would just go to work, and, like, she would just be at the house. Like, it was normal, and I'm like, this is not normal. I'm like, maybe they had a weird fetish. And I know they said they didn't sleep together, but what if they were lying? That's what
they're saying.
Yeah, that's just what they're saying. Yeah. I feel like definitely they had to be sleeping together, because why would she just be hanging out in his house scrubbing his floors for no reason?
Yeah.
She didn't have, like, that much turmoil in her relationship.
No.
Like, I know that the FBI agent was like, well, her money was drying up. But, like, her husband had a good job still. Like, there was no reason for her to leave.
And he was such a good guy. There
was, he was such a good guy.
He was such a good husband.
So, anyways, I'm like, I think there was some weird fetish thing going on between her and James. Because that doesn't make sense to me. But maybe she's just,
like,
crazy.
They, what's it called when you inflict hurt. Pain? Yeah. Or,
ew.
No.
We need to put a warning on this episode.
Yeah. Warning.
Sorry, y'all. Okay. Anything else you want to talk about with Perfect Wife?
No. It's just literally psycho. But it's honestly worth watching, because there's so many random components that go into it that you're like, what is happening here? Like, this can't. And I did not want it to be that she was faking it all. Like, I did not want that to happen. But you, like, know.
You knew.
You knew.
She's crazy. So American Nightmare, there's like so many parallels. They compare both of these cases to Gone Girl. So I think Gone Girl had come out the year before the American Nightmare kidnapping happened. So this girl is kidnapped from her bed, her boyfriend's sleeping in the middle of the night. It literally sounds made up. This is the problem. Mm-hmm. She gets kidnapped, and the police are so corrupt in this case. Like, they overlook so many things. And basically, immediately, the media and everybody, first of all, looks at the boyfriend, obviously. Mm-hmm. But they think once she comes back about 3 days later, and she's just released.
This is American Nightmare?
Yeah. And so she gets taken for ransom. So they're emailing the boyfriend saying, you need to send us 15 grand and we'll release her. He's like, I don't have the money. He's trying to like figure out how to get this money.
Okay, I did get to that part.
He sends them like $3,500. The kidnappers tell her, oh, this was, we weren't supposed to kidnap you. We were trying to kidnap Andrea, his ex-girlfriend.
That's right.
And this is all coming from her mouth, right? Then they just release her 3 days later. I'm skipping over a lot of details, but the point is they release her and everybody says it was faked because she is she's not hurt. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have any, like, she seems calm, but like, this is just how she copes. Like, she just is in shock. So she's not really showing a lot of emotion. People are like, she made the whole thing up. So basically they say that her and her boyfriend made up this entire thing, like Gone Girl.
To get money?
I don't know.
Well, because it was his money.
No, because she comes back alive. Okay. I don't know if it's like for attention, because the movie Gone Girl, she like fakes a kidnapping.
Yeah.
And that had come out the year before. So everyone's like, it's like real life Gone Girl. And they're just accusing her of all these things. And the interrogation scenes are really sad because they're accusing the boyfriend. And he's just like, I had nothing to do with this. I had nothing to do with this. And they're just like, we don't believe you. He took a polygraph test. Mm-hmm. And it was never revealed to him whether he passed or failed. But the guy doing the interrogation was like, there's no doubt in my mind that you failed this test. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, what is happening? Like, and then finally, years later, they're able to get DNA. Well, they arrest this guy, Matthew Miller? Matthew with something, his last name's an M. And this one FBI agent, who's a woman, of course. It's always a woman. She's the hero of the story. And she sees a blonde hair on one of his, like, the goggles that he used to kidnap her. And so she calls the PD in the place where, I don't know, where he's from, about, like, missing women case.
He was, like, tied up and they put black goggles on him, yes. Right?
Yes. So they put, like, blackout goggles on both of them.
And then they just took
drugged both of them, but they took her. And basically years later, this FBI agent woman is finally able to crack the case and they arrest Matthew and everybody is like, oh my gosh, she wasn't lying. Like, everybody was saying she made the whole thing up.
Yeah, but she didn't.
And she didn't. She actually was kidnapped and raped and all this stuff and nobody believed her. Isn't that terrible?
Oh, I just got the chills.
Isn't that terrible?
That is my worst nightmare. Literally my worst.
Can you imagine getting back from that and everybody thinks you're making it up?
No.
What? Like, the police?
I cannot even imagine just, like, getting back from that period and trying to live life again.
And then all of a sudden, like, you just think life's going to, you know, you're going to be safe, but you're just, like, my entire reputation
is ruined. I would be terrified to go anywhere, do anything. And they were kidnapped in their own home.
In the, right? Yes. She was sleeping with her boyfriend.
Oh.
They were just asleep. She was
kidnapped. You what think is it you're called safe? When you're not a kid, but you get napped? Adult napped.
Okay.
It's still kidnapped.
We need to move on.
Okay. Anyway, really good documentaries. Go watch them.
Okay, where's my list?
Are we on to movies now?
Real quick. I was just going to say that I finished Yellowstone. I think I may have said this in another episode.
You mean 1883?
Yeah, 1883. So I watched 1883.
I was like, wow, you already finished Yellowstone.
Freaking loved it. Down and I started watching Yellowstone, episode. And I'm not going to lie, we stopped watching it. I can't watch it. Really? I'm like 6 episodes in and I just don't like it.
Just make it through season 1 and then
it's so hard to watch.
If you still don't like it, you can stop. It's but just, honestly, 1883
is the best.
It's just so good. And I think you can just watch that by itself.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's so good. We will do an episode about it. So if you've been thinking about it, go ahead and go watch it.
Okay, I don't actually have any movies on my list. Have you watched any?
Some random movies on my list. So first one I'm going to hate on. Abe and I have been watching like comedies lately. Mm-hmm. And he was like, sometimes we get in a mood where we don't want to search for something to watch. So he was like, okay, we're just going to watch this. And it was Adventureland. Kristen Stewart's in it. It is the worst movie I have ever seen. They like work in it at a amusement park. It is so bad.
Gosh.
It's so cheesy. Like I was just laughing at the things that they were saying. It was seriously the cheesiest.
So don't watch it.
Worst movie ever. But if you like want to laugh at how bad it is, then watch it.
I actually remembered a movie I've watched recently, which I can't believe I've never watched this before. I have never seen Easy A.
Anyways. I actually really like Emma Stone. Have you seen, what's that new movie?
She's funny in this.
No Bad Things? No.
Little.
Anyway, everyone knows what we're talking about.
We are dumb. It won a lot of awards.
Yes.
Yeah.
It looks so weird, and I've heard it's not good, and it's super raunchy.
It just looked weird.
It looks so weird.
Like, it would scare me to watch that movie.
But I, like, kind of want to just watch it to experience it.
Yeah.
Two movies. Do you have any more movies?
Nope.
Two movies that I've recently watched that are just so good. Just, like, classic movies that you need to watch. Number one, Forrest Gump. Such a good movie. Yeah. I mean, these are older, a little bit older. Such a good movie. One of the best. And what's funny is Abe is always like, let's watch Forrest Gump. It's such a good movie. And when we watch it, you're going to be like, yeah, this is so good. I'm like, I know it's a good movie, but I just want to watch something new.
I know.
But
I don't like rewatching things either. I like watching new things.
And it's seriously one of the best movies. And then another one that we recently watched that, it just gets me every time. And rewatching it, knowing what happens, I was sobbing at all of the songs. It's A Star Is Born, the new one with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
I sobbed uncontrollably for an hour after this movie ended.
It's, I'm gonna cry right now just thinking about it. And it's so sad listening to all of the songs and knowing what happens at the end.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's terrible, but really, really, really good. Those are all of our movies. Should we get into books?
Books.
Books.
Well, we just finished Kingdom of Ash.
Yeah.
We're going to record the episode in like 10 minutes.
We're batching. Batching two episodes.
What? What did you just say?
Batching.
Oh, okay. Like, you know, putting them on the roster.
Yes. Get, Throne of Glass series. Really good.
I can't believe it's over. Like, I can't believe it's over either. It's over.
Our sad girl summer.
I don't know. It was very long. I was actually ready to be done with it.
Same.
But it is so good.
It's so good.
I just feel like the characters are real. And
I'm actually sad that I had to say goodbye. But it was a good goodbye. And we will talk about that deeper.
Yeah.
In our next episode.
Yeah. So we'll do an entire episode on Kingdom of Ash. Don't you worry.
Don't you worry.
And then Shelby read both of the books in the, what is the series called?
A Shepherd King, or the Shepherd King series. And it's One Dark Window and Two Twisted Crowns. And it is so good. It's so good.
And I've seen a lot of things about this series on Instagram and TikTok. People are loving it, and I am a little more than halfway through the first book now. I started a few days ago, and I love it.
Yeah,
it's so good. It's so good. I finally have that, like, I want to keep reading so bad feeling.
And we probably will do part of an episode or an episode on these books, but this is such a stupid way to put it, but the uniqueness, the way that the magic
is in this series is so unique and different, and I really like that.
It is very unique.
Like, I can't say anything without giving it away because I don't want to give spoilers right now.
It's interesting because there are some things in this book that are also in other books. I think a lot of fantasy series are like this. And it's not that they're copying each other. It just, like, fantasy is kind of like this. There's a lot of similarities. And I kind of
like when there's similarities, honestly.
So, I know you haven't read Mistborn. Yeah. But when it talks about the mist, I'm like, Mistborn. Because it's, like, the same. There's, like, this ominous mist that it kind of you have a lot of questions about.
Yeah.
But there's magic within it.
Mm-hmm. In Mistborn?
Mm-hmm. Oh. It's, like, both of these books, they kind of have this mysterious,
there's a TV series called The Mist. And it, like, it burns them, kind of. Kind of like how it is in One Dark Window.
I still don't understand exactly how the mist works in these, but I know that
it's even more mysterious in Mistborn.
Yeah.
I've read the first two books, which are big, big books.
Yeah.
And it still is like, what even is the mist?
Really?
Yes, you still don't know what it
is. Mysterious mist.
Yeah.
That's probably how it's supposed to be.
Mysterious.
Mysterious.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's really good.
Punny. anyway, really, really good books. I liked the second book better than the first.
That makes me so excited because I'm loving the first book.
The romance is subtle in these books, but it's really good. And I honestly liked the romance in the second book better, but it's even more subtle in the second book. I just really liked the couple that kind of starts to flourish.
I love the tension in this first book so far.
The tension in the first book is so good. But yes, we highly recommend the Shepherd King series. It's definitely a 5-star read.
Is this like a young adult series, or would you say it's for adults?
It's for adults.
Okay,
there's good to know. A couple smutty parts.
Oh, okay. Interesting. I haven't gotten there yet.
But it's mild, for sure. Okay. And it's not, there's not a ton.
Okay.
But I would recommend it for adults.
Okay.
Unless young adults are skipping those parts. I know people who do.
Okay, that just reminds me, I just get so off topic. My friend in fifth grade was reading the Twilight series.
What? In fifth grade. What?
And I remember, like, her mom had put post-it notes over the parts that she didn't want her to read. And I'm like, you think that post-it note is doing anything?
That is something I would do with my child.
I don't know if I don't know if my friend read the parts or skipped those parts. But I'm like, that is actually you hilarious. Really think your post-it notes are going to stop her from reading those parts? Like, I just remember thinking, like, no way.
A couple other books that I've read. I read Funny Story by Emily Henry, and it was so cute. It's a really good contemporary romance.
Okay.
If you get around to it, okay. I think you would like it.
I haven't read any Emily Henry, and I'm scared to, because I haven't heard, like, amazing things about her books.
I like her books. The romance is good. The dialogue is good. They're just like simple stories. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's nice sometimes. Like, it was a little bit more uplifting to read that after Kingdom of Ash. Even though there are kind of definitely a change of pace. Things in this book, Funny Story.
That one TikTok you sent me where she was describing her books as a palate cleanser in between the Throne of Glass books. That's like Emily Henry.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
It's just a very different pace.
Yep, for sure. And then our palate cleanser for psychological thrillers is fantasy.
Yeah.
Okay, and then...
Which still causes emotional damage.
Oh my gosh, for real. Okay, I am just stepping into Powerless and Powerful tandem read.
I'm so excited for you. Excited for when I get to that point,
too. I actually really, really like it. Like, I find myself wanting to read it all the time.
I love that.
And it's very, very much Hunger Games vibes. It's basically that. Hunger Games. And the author says that, too. She's like, I just put together all of the books that I liked into one book. You can definitely see that.
I love
that. So it's not like an original idea, but I'm really liking
it. It's like a fanfic came to life.
Yeah. Yep. And then became
like super popular. She just put together all of her favorite elements of fantasy books and made her own book.
Yeah.
I love that.
Basically. And she, I think she indie produced the first book. And then after it kind of blew up, someone helped her and helped her with Powerful, Reckless. And I think the next book is going to come out in the spring. I'm not totally
certain. So there's just two books right now.
Yes.
And you're tandem reading them.
Well, there's two books. So there's Powerless and Reckless.
Okay.
And then you can tandem read Powerful, which is just like a small novella.
Okay.
And it's basically the same time as Powerless, but just different point of views.
Okay.
And the characters are really good and fun. I mean, they're just like your average fantasy main character.
I
main
feel male like is I'm gonna dark, love it.
Dark boy mystery. There's a lot
that.
Of banter.
I intention that what you've told me about it. I'm like, this is everything that I love.
And it's kind of enemies to lovers, I would say. I don't totally know the trope yet because I'm not super far into it.
Yeah.
And I really like it because it has the female and the male point of view. I like when a book has both point of views. And it's actually, I was iffy about the tandem read at first because I wasn't super into the characters in the novella. But now I'm really, really liking it. And those characters are really fun too. They're cute. but it's good. Yay. I like it. I really want you to read it.
I will. I'm excited. I think I'm gonna read these books, One Dark Window and Two Twisted Crowns, and then read Powerless.
And what's nice about these two series, the Shepherd King and then the Powerless series, is they're actually really easy reads.
Yeah. I am enjoying that.
Compared to Kingdom of Ash.
Kingdom of Ash is not an easy
and the tandem read. Those were intense. Those were so intense. These are like
this
so much
feel
easier.
Like just enjoyable. Like I don't have to use a lot of brain power.
Yeah.
I just am really enjoying. But it's also so good. Like the writing is so good. Mm-hmm. But it's just not like difficult to read.
Yeah. Do you like the writing style of the Shepherd King
book?
I feel like it's different than what we usually read. And it was.
I like it.
I really, really liked it.
I like the main character. A lot, I feel like.
She's good. The two main characters, Elspeth and Raven. It took me forever to try to figure out how to say Elspeth.
Elspeth, yeah. It's like Elizabeth, but you have a lisp.
Elspeth. Why did you say that?
I'm sorry, I ruined
it. No.
Elspeth.
Elspeth. Elspeth.
It's like you're slurring Elizabeth.
Elspeth.
Anyways.
I did not like her name at first.
Sometimes, I don't love it. Sometimes you can tell who the love interest is going to be just based on their name. Mm-hmm. When I read Raven, I'm like, that's it.
Yep. Raven. And I like how it's spelt.
Yeah.
R-A-V-Y-N, right?
I think so. Something like that. Raven. Anyways, I also started listening to Crescent City on Audible. I'm like 10 or 15 chapters in, and it's really good. Starting to get good.
Good.
It's great. I think I'd enjoy it more if I was reading it. But it's really good on Audible. Yeah, I feel like nothing is as good listening.
Yeah.
Listening
and watching.
But it's still really good. The main character, Bryce, is so sassy.
Ooh, I
which
like
is
that.
Typical for
even
Sarah
more than
J. Aelin? Maas. I don't know. I don't really know if it can get sassier than Aelin.
Aelin is pretty sassy.
But yeah, Bryce has Aelin's sassiness, but less of her arrogance.
Okay.
Like, she's just like a normal person so far. She, you know, she's no
person.
Queen or anything.
Okay.
She's just a normal person. And she's just so. She's
normal.
Got a mouth on her.
And she's a ballerina, isn't she?
Yeah, she's a dancer.
How are those
but
parts?
But it doesn't really go into her dancing, luckily.
Okay, that's good.
Because, you know, we would hate that.
We would.
But yeah, I'm
cringe.
Excited to see where this is going.
Well, and isn't there a little bit more than just, like, the fae world? Like, there's werewolves and vampires and angels and demons.
Yeah, it's a whole different world. There's fae, there's the werewolves, the angels, shifters.
Yeah.
Like,
there's like everything. Yeah. Everything that we love in one.
Yeah. And no, it's really funny is another one of the characters name is named Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And he,
I've seen his fan art.
Yeah. And he is a hunter. Isn't that funny?
Hunt the hunter.
So no, he's not a hunter. He what am I trying to say?
I don't know.
He's like an assassin, kind of.
Oh, he hunts people.
Like, he hunts people, yeah. And I just think it's so funny that his name is Hunt. I'm like, okay, I actually like that because it helps me remember characters.
She was like, I can't think of a name. Yeah. He'll be Hunt. It's like one of those names as an author that you, like, put in place and you're like, I'll change that later. Right? But she didn't ever change it.
But I do like the name. And I like Bryce for a girl, too.
Yeah. And I'm sure everyone knows this, but Crescent City is, like, current-ish, contemporary.
Yeah, they're texting each other. And, like, right off the bat, I won't say what happens because Shelby hasn't read it, but chapter 5, I'm just like, what? I did not see that coming.
Ooh. I'm excited. Like,
it's sad. But, anyways.
I'm excited. Any more books?
Nope. That's everything I had.
Okay. I want to just kind of talk about things that are coming out that I'm excited for.
Mm-hmm.
So number one is You, the series.
I have a love-hate relationship with You.
This is actually one of my favorite series. And I know people hate it. But I really like it. I think it's so good. I think it's coming out late this year. They don't have like a definite date.
I think I'm
going
to have to watch it. I promised myself
it's the last season.
After last season that I wasn't going to watch another season. Because every season I watch, I like regret it.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to have to watch this last season.
It's the last season. You have to
watch it.
I'm excited for it. And then another one that's, I think, coming out is The Society. Do you remember this one? It came out like forever ago. It was in like 2018 or 2019, something like that. I'm pretty sure it was before COVID and then they didn't continue because COVID happened. But they might have confirmed.
I get two Netflix shows confused. The Society is where they drop all those kids off.
Yeah, so they're like going on like a senior trip or something like that.
Okay, they come back and everyone's gone.
You're thinking about The 100.
Yes, I get these two mixed up. Okay.
The 100 is actually pretty good. It's cheesy.
Okay.
But it's good.
So The Society is where they come back from their senior trip and everyone's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they can't, like, leave the town. They have to create their own town with leaders
and stuff. Their
own
society.
Yeah. It's actually very interesting.
And it was interesting, and I was really curious to see where they were going to take it. And I do hope that they actually are going to film the next season. The next one is It Ends With Us, the movie.
Yes, I'm so excited.
If you have not read this book, go read it because it's
such a short read, you guys.
It's so good and it has a good message. And there's a movie coming out. And obviously the book is always better than the movie. We don't have super high expectations for this movie.
I like forgot how much I actually love this book. And I know a lot of people don't like Colleen Hoover. But I saw my review on Goodreads and I forgot that I had left a review. And I gave it 5 stars. And I was just like, so good.
Yeah.
There's a few quotes that are just so good.
And I felt really connected to these characters in this book. I was a little bit disappointed when I saw the casting for the movie. I did not imagine Lily Bloom as someone like Blake Lively, but my mom was telling me that she read somewhere that they chose these actors so it's more relatable, so that they're older.
Yeah. I'm fine with it. I'll be curious to see if I like it. But yeah, we're not going to set our expectations super high.
Yeah. Honestly, the movie doesn't look great, but I'm probably still going to cry.
Yeah, probably. Because you're more connected to the characters when you've read the book.
Yeah.
Okay, I have one. On August 1st, they're releasing A Good Girl's Guide to Murder on Netflix. And I read that book. Shelby didn't. I didn't love the book, but the whole time I was reading the book, I thought this would be really good as a movie or TV show. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited.
Yeah. Maybe I will just watch the TV show. I don't know if I'll read the book.
Go for it. I don't care if you read the book or not.
I have too many things whatever. I want to read first.
I know.
You
need to read Harry Potter, Shelby.
Please. I know. Oh my gosh. I know. I think I might wait. I kind of just want to listen to it, but I might wait until it's a little bit closer to fall because it would be like a fun.
It is. Oh my fall. Gosh. You should start the series in like October and finish in December because there's a few Christmassy parts to Harry Potter.
Ooh, okay. Okay. I mean, I've seen the movies, but I don't like remember everything that happens. So it'll be good.
You should do that.
I don't know if you're into the Marvel stuff, but there's Deadpool and Wolverine.
We're going tonight. We have tickets tonight.
You'll have to let me know if it's good.
I never watched the other Deadpool movies, though.
You've never seen Deadpool?
No.
What?
Oopsies. I watched part of the first movie last night. You need
to
watch
them. They're so funny.
Dude, I don't have time. I have to go to work, and then I'm going straight to the movie.
I never wanted to watch Deadpool because I was always like, the weird nerdy kids always watch that. Yeah. But it's so funny. Like, there are just the most random things. He's, like, one of the most powerful Marvel characters. And
this is the first R-rated movie that Disney is going to be releasing ever. Really? Because Disney didn't own the rights to Deadpool until after the second movie was released.
Oh.
So they didn't release those movies. Mm. And now that they own the franchise,
they're going to release it.
They're releasing this one, and it's the first R-rated movie Disney has
ever released. So are they going to have the other ones on Disney?
They're all on Disney. Yeah, the other ones are on Disney Plus, I believe.
You should go watch them. But they just didn't release them. They're actually so funny.
I
know.
Well, Dallin was trying to get me to watch it last night, and I was too tired.
My favorite part, he can, like, grow back limbs. So if he, like, gets a limb cut off, he can grow it back.
Oh.
And my favorite part is when he, like, gets his lower half cut off, and he's, like, growing back his legs, and they're like little tiny legs, and it's hilarious. You just have to watch. It's so funny.
Lol. Okay.
Another one that I think these are like not definite. Well, no, this is definite. Outer Banks is coming out. I don't know when. A new season is coming out though. I'm pretty sure.
We kind of rewatched it recently.
I feel like I need to rewatch it because I don't remember what happened.
On a road trip.
There's that other movie that has Madeline Klein and what's his name? KG Apa? Is that his name?
Who's that?
From Riverdale?
I haven't seen Riverdale.
What? You haven't seen Riverdale?
No.
We need to watch it.
Shelby,
it's one of those. Sometimes
you tell me to watch shows and I'm like, what are you making me watch?
Okay, it's... Yeah, this will definitely be one of those shows. It's so...
I couldn't get through Vampire Diaries.
It's so out there. I actually think you might like Riverdale better than Vampire Diaries.
Okay. No, anyway. I do like Vampire Diaries. Like, it's just... It's not a show that I'm hooked on, but I like it.
Yeah. Well, you know the characters now, so we can kind of talk about it. That's all I wanted.
Okay.
But I think you would like Riverdale. I swear you have watched it.
I ain't got time for this.
I know. Just stop watching Love Island and start watching some of
Love Island's over now. Okay. So that's what I've been reading.
Riverdale.
Okay. I'm not going
to
watch
Riverdale. No, you should read because I want you to read these books that I'm reading. I don't know if this is real, but the Fourth Wing TV series. Is that real?
It is real. I think, Amazon Prime?
I don't know who's doing it, but I guess whoever wrote Breaking Bad is going to write this. So that means it's going to be good. She's going to write
the TV adaptation. I'm excited. And it's the production company is Michael B. Jordan's production company.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what else they produced, but...
I don't either. I'm excited.
Guys, if anybody has an in, I don't even care if I'm a tree in the background. Like, give me a role.
I want to see real life Zayden and Violet.
Please give me, like, a background...
We can be a voice and a mic.
Fourth Wing is like so near and dear to my heart for some reason. There's something about that series. It's just always gonna have a piece of my heart.
Yeah.
I freaking love it.
I know. I wanna reread it.
Shelby, I was just thinking about this in the car the other day. Shower thoughts. No. I was like, Shelby's reading comprehension was at an all-time low while reading Fourth Wing and
because Iron all Flame. I could think about was ACOTAR. I read it right after ACOTAR, and that was a mistake.
You will send me reels, and you're like, I don't remember this at all.
Yeah,
and it was like a main part of the book, and I'm like, how do you not remember that? You couldn't remember who Arik was.
I still don't know who that is. I don't know who that is. This is why also, I need to reread it. I think
there was a point where you couldn't remember who Liam was.
No, I always knew who Liam was.
There's someone else that you're like, who is that?
Liam's the best character out of the whole series.
Yeah, pretty much.
I
don't know, though. The characters are so good. Violet, Rhiannon.
Yeah. Bodhi. Is there anything else coming out that you're excited for?
I can't think of anything, no.
Okay. Well, the last thing is I want your prediction of when you think the ACOTAR 6 book will come out. The 6th book of ACOTAR. I don't have English.
I'm hoping next year. So me 2025.
Too. Yeah. And I think it will come out either spring or fall of 2025.
I think fall. I think it's going to be later. I think
that's more accurate.
I thought originally they said the end of this year. Like, I thought it was going to be December of 2024. I think
that was just rumor.
And I from think fans. It was false. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's going to happen until the end of next year, which makes me really mad.
So sad.
But
someone said that they were going to come out with a Sarah J. Maas book every 3 years. And I'm like, ugh. Why?
3 years?
Or every 2 years. I don't even know. Anyways. Just too much of a gap. She doesn't need that long to write.
Let us know what we need to watch and read.
Let us know if you liked this.
Yeah.
Post about it. Tell friends and family. We will give you a shout out if you post it on your story. We'll give you a, what is this? A gummy grape. Is this lychee flavored?
No, it's grape flavored.
It tastes like lychee.
Japanese candy.
Mm.
Give us a follow on Instagram and TikTok at eb.pod. Yeah, thanks for listening.
Like and subscribe.
Okay.
Okay, bye.